You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey there, what's going on, everybody? This is Alex Pardo, and I'm coming at you with episode 714 here on the Flip Empire Show. And I have a lot that I want to unpack and share with you on this episode. I just got back from hosting and leading our Ascend Mastermind Retreat here in Miami in Coconut Grove. And it was so awesome. Honestly, you ever accomplish something or participate in something or go through an experience and you come out of it feeling more energized, alive, feeling a sense of accomplishment, feeling a sense of fulfillment and gratitude? Well, I feel all that times 10. And so there's a lot I want to share with you on the podcast that is not going to be necessarily about me, but how some of these experiences can impact you with whatever you might have going on in your life and business. So with that being said, first and foremost, I want to let you know to please subscribe to the podcast so that you're notified every Monday. I've had a lot of people reach out to me recently about previous episodes and just kind of sharing some appreciation. That's always welcomed. And I'm thankful for it. It means a lot. And it's honestly, it's fuel to my fire. So if you could go ahead and subscribe. And then if you have 90 seconds, you have no idea what leaving a 5-star review and actually just jotting some words and some thoughts for the public to see, right? For others to see. You have no idea what that means to a podcast host. So if you're listening to this and you've hosted a show of any kind or you've spoken, you know how valuable and important feedback is. And so I'll plant that seed with you, do with it what you may. I would greatly appreciate that. And it really helps amplify the message that we're trying to spread here through this podcast. So with that being said, I just finished one of three events that I'm going to be participating here in October. So this is definitely an anomaly. I typically do not schedule multiple events in 1 month because I just don't want to be away from my family for that long. And this was a month where I wasn't really able to bring family with me, but we're off to a great start here in October. So there's quite a few things that I was kind of thinking through. What do I want to share, right? Because one of the things that's challenging for me is coming out of these retreats, part of the reason people make a significant investment in themselves and spend time, energy, and other resources to travel 3 times a year to meet with us in person is because of the psychological safety created in that room and the fact that they know people are there to love on them. People are there to hold them accountable. People are there to turn the mirror back around on themselves. People are there to break and shatter limiting beliefs because we all have them. And so it's kind of discerning what I'm able to share and what I'm not able to share. So I've narrowed it down to some big picture topics, I should say, that I think from time to time we all struggle with or that we've all experienced at one point or another in our lives. But we kicked off the retreat this last Tuesday. We always start our retreats with a fun experience, something to really that's lighthearted, that's engaging, that gets people connecting, collaborating, communicating. Ascend is all about connection and collaboration and about community. So we chartered a big pontoon boat that took us around the bay. And the captain was awesome because he knew a lot of history about the real estate. And we were touring $20 to $300 million pieces of real estate. And the big takeaway, aside from just looking at everybody's eyes, is that you could see people's minds expanding. And it was said by somebody a lot smarter than me many, many years ago that a mind expanded can never contract. And I experienced this myself. Now, while I don't necessarily have aspirations to own a $50 or $60 million trophy property that once inspired me when I was a lot younger, it's still inspiring in a different way, right? So he was sharing stories about the owners of these properties, not just celebrities, but for example, one of the owners of Lennar Construction, one of the biggest home builders in the country, had this unbelievable estate. I mean, it was jaw-dropping. And he was just explaining the history of how it was built and how he acquired the property. He took us through Al Capone's old house that was recently just knocked down and talked about the underground tunnels and all these different stories. But again, what was really cool was just having conversation with other incredible people that are successful entrepreneurs. And you could just see how their mind was expanding. Not necessarily like some wanted to accomplish and have that in the future. And that's fantastic. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But others were like, how do these owners of these properties, which for the most part, are second, third, or 10th properties, right? Like, these are not primary residents we're talking about. The guy that created Viagra, the little blue pill, and then ended up selling the rights to that to Pfizer, I believe, for $6 billion. He's got the most expensive piece of real estate in South Florida, according to this captain, $300 million. To give you an idea, the inside of his house, like, in other words, livable square footage, is 1 acre, right? So, like, the land is not 1 acre. The land is multiple acres of waterfront real estate. The interior is over an acre. We're talking over 43,000 square feet of interior living space. So we started that day. We went to lunch on the water, this restaurant called Shuckers. And then they took us to Monument Island. We got off and little beach there and popped out some rafts and just enjoyed ourselves, right? Like, just community, connection. There was deals being made in the water because I experienced some of them. We had one of our new members comes from the hospitality industry and just recently sold three of his restaurants. And one of our members, who has a very, very successful real estate business, recently got involved in the vending machine business. And it was cool to just be a part of that conversation and see how, hey, like, our new member, who was part of the hospitality management business, just shared one tip and one strategy that's going to save our other member, the one that just got involved in the vending machine business, potentially six figures, right? If not well into the five figures, just with one conversation. And that's the value of community. That's the value of mastermind. That's just one little conversation. So amplify that by hundreds of conversations throughout the course of 3 days. So just an awesome, awesome way to kick off the event. And then one of the things that really struck me was how, as entrepreneurs, we need to embrace and lean into change. I'll share with you a personal example. So Ascend, over the course of the last 6 to 9 months, is going through some changes, all for the positive. Visions have changed. We've restructured the way that we're running our retreats. And as a result, if I'm being honest, there was some hesitation about kind of shuffling the deck a little bit. What are people going to think? Is this going to be as impactful? Is it going to deliver the value and the service that people expect and want, right? Because I don't take it lightly when somebody joins our community and makes a significant investment and then takes time away from their family, right? Like, my aim and goal is to always 100x whatever their investment is. But what I realized is, if you're following your heart, if you're listening to the voices from above, and you're doing it with the right heart and intention, yes, there's going to be some challenges along the way. Yes, you need to make some tweaks and pivots and adjustments, and you got to adapt. But if you're co-creating something with a community, with a group of people that you care about, you're going to end up in the right place. And the overwhelming feedback we got about our new format and how we're promoting more engagement, fun engagement, collaboration, it was just overwhelming, right? And I think that is part of the reason I've left the retreat with significantly more energy than I used to leave retreats from. Because in the past, it was a different format that was very, very impactful. Don't get me wrong. It has changed a lot of lives throughout the years. To give you an idea, after 4 days of just coaching and leading and guiding and doing that, it could leave you feeling very drained, right? Where you need a good 2-3 days to unplug. Now I don't feel that. And neither do our members. They're going back with a dialed in goals and action plans. And knowing that they have people, an army of supporters within the community and even outside the community. So anyway, this isn't a commercial for Ascend, but just more of an encouragement for you to go out and find your tribe. Find a group of people who are going to believe in you, who are going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, and are going to just level you up. It's so, so important. If you think that Ascend might be that community, or if you're intrigued or interested in having a conversation, ascendyoursuccess.com. Shameless plug, but I just wholeheartedly 1000% believe in our community and what we do. So how can I not tell you about that? Ascendyoursuccess.com. But aside from that, I want to share with you a few things that emerged from our retreat, right? And I don't think there's anything I can share with you on this podcast that's going to justify or do justice to the nuggets, the value, just the conversations, the interactions. Like, there's nothing I can do, right, to convey that through a microphone and into your ears, right? But aside from embracing change and viewing it as an opportunity versus viewing it as a challenge, you know, we had some members who run seven-figure businesses, and they shared some of their lessons learned and takeaways from just this year. And I'll share with you just one as an example. One particular member had a person in a role that he felt was the right decision at the time and was quickly able to make an adjustment and pull that person out of the role because they had detailed and dialed in KPIs that they were monitoring on a weekly, monthly basis. And as a result of those KPIs, they were able to make quick decisions. They shuffled the deck with team members and added an additional $400,000 in revenue over a 90-day period just by monitoring the KPIs and then quickly adjusting, adapting, and making a different decision because of the story the KPIs told, right? Too many of us are focused on, hey, what are your KPIs? It doesn't really matter what somebody's KPIs are because the truth of the matter is that there's too many variables at play, right? Different market, different marketing channels, different people, different skill sets, the timing. Like there's so many variables that I try to put less stock and importance into what the numbers are telling me and more stock and importance into what's the story the KPIs are saying. So I don't care about your KPIs, and I don't say that in a bad way. I care about the story your KPIs are telling and then what are you doing as a result of the stories. Hopefully that's making sense. It's interesting, 3-4 years ago, right? Like SMS marketing was like all the rage. Everybody started doing SMS marketing. As of late, if you're up to date with that, it's becoming more challenging because some of the, I think it's the TCPA laws and just making sure you're compliant, right? When it comes to SMS marketing. And obviously, you know, I'm not an attorney, or hopefully, you know, I'm not an attorney. I'm never giving you any financial or legal advice here. Just sharing some experiences with you. So consult with the pros. There's my CYA disclaimer. But he was sharing, while people are now running from the hills, I should say, as far as SMS marketing, they're doubling and tripling down. And just a slight tweak in how he coaches his team. He coached his team to view the first 30 seconds of an SMS call, or really any call, as an extension of your marketing, right? Like you are selling and marketing yourselves within the first interaction. And so he elaborated on how that slight tweak in mindset to his team has added just a lot more to the bottom line. They've been able to help more people as a result. We also talked about how one mistake a lot of people are making is they're overqualifying on their leads, right? And so if you're listening to this and you have a CRM or whatever your system is to collect and house leads, I can almost guarantee you that you have money sitting at your fingertips, and yet most people are so busy focused on the next marketing campaign that what they don't realize is the most expensive lead is the one you don't have. Let me repeat that. The most expensive lead is the one you don't have. So I'm not telling you not to market. Marketing for most businesses is the lifeblood, right? You got to keep that marketing faucet going, but don't discount the leads already within your grasp. And some people are overqualifying these leads. And so he talked about how that adjustment has had a big impact on the results that they've experienced over the course of the last several years. So here's what I'd like to do. There's more that I want to share with you, but I want to go ahead and pause. And I want to make this a two-part podcast episode. So if you've gotten some value from this or previous episodes, you'll definitely want to make sure you tune into the next one because I want to continue this conversation with you. I want to expand on some other key takeaways and nuggets in an effort to hopefully have an impact on you and your business. So with that being said, my friends, thank you for tuning in to another episode here on the Flip Empire Show. And I'm really, really looking forward to connecting with you on the next one. Stay blessed. Have a great day. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.